Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is They Do It With Mirrors by Agatha Christie. Published in 1952 by William Collins, today is all about conjuring tricks, airs, and misperceptions. As I mentioned last week, this is another Agatha Christie I picked up from a second-hand shop before the lockdown began, and today the sleuth is Miss Marple. Many, many years ago, Miss Marple went to school with two American sisters, Ruth and Carrie Ann. Whilst Miss Marple has kept closer contact with Ruth, she still exchanges occasional letters and Christmas cards with the dreamy, idealistic Carrie Ann. Ruth is worried about her sister, and she asks Miss Marple to go and check on her. She can't put her finger on exactly what's wrong, but she organises for the philanthropic Carrie Ann to invite Miss Marple to come stay with her at her house, which has been turned into an institution for juvenile delinquents. Aside from the 200 boys, Carrie Ann's house contains a cast of extended family. Her daughter, her third husband Lewis, her granddaughter and her American husband, two stepsons from her second marriage, and her secretary. No relation. As soon as she arrives, Miss Marple takes to her task of watching Carrie Ann very closely to see if her sister's intuition was right. Then one night, another relative arrives, Christian, Carrie Ann's stepson from her first marriage, and he's asking some strange questions about Carrie Ann's health. That same night, after dinner, one of the more volatile delinquents pulls a gun on Lewis. And when the two retreat to his study to talk it over, gunshots are heard, and of course everyone panics. But when the study door is finally opened, Lewis is fine, and the coast is clear, until it is revealed that Christian, in another room, has been shot dead at his typewriter. I think Miss Marple might actually be my favourite Agatha Christie sleuth, although we'll see if that changes as I read more and more of her books. I love the way the sharp old lady preys on everyone's misperceptions about age and strength, and how she cannily notices everything. It's almost as though with her white hair and her big, wide, innocent blue eyes, that she has the perfect disguise for a detective. Now, setting a murder in a large manor house with a cast of dysfunctional family members is pretty much textbook Agatha Christie. But what makes They Do It With Mirrors different is the overlay of theatrical tricks. One of the therapies at the institution is theatre, and Carrie Ann's stepsons are both involved in the performing arts. When the police are baffled, Miss Marple begins to look at the scene of the crime as a theatre set and starts to see how they were all fooled on the night of the murder. What I really love about Agatha Christie is how she wraps up everything so deliciously in the final 30 pages. All the plot elements and clues click into place, and the culprit becomes so blindingly obvious, even though I didn't know who it was a few pages earlier. So if you like houses filled with dysfunctional family, theatre, and canny old ladies all told with excellent plotting, I recommend They Do It With Mirrors by Agatha Christie. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.